The education system's broken, and they're dumbing our kids down.
Today, we have $1.7 trillion in student loan debt in America.
Parents are going into debt six figures for useless degrees.
Statistics are showing that college is absolutely no value to 85% of the workforce. People, stay tuned, because you're going to find out today how by the age of 22, your kid can be financially free, out of your basement, and living a prosperous life. Hang with us.
Get ready for truth bombs and guidance from conservative leaders and entrepreneurs, from God-fearing, freedom-loving, truth-telling, patriotic Americans. Welcome to Patriots with Grit. Now let's jump into today's episode with your host, Darren Ross.
Wow, and are we excited for you guys today? We've been waiting to get Bruce on the show with us for several weeks. Bruce Goodmanson is a best-selling author. He wrote the book of 100% Success Without College. Randy, what do you think?
I think this is awesome because I don't know how much money I spent. I went to college just simply so I didn't have to do manual labor. But there are so many jobs out there. The construction industry is so overaged, and they're retiring, and there's nobody filling them in. There's plenty of high-paying jobs.
I agree. I totally agree. Well, guys, stay with us today. We're going to bring Bruce on right now. He's going to talk to you. He's going to give you some unbelievable information, some statistics on the importance of why you should not focus on sending your kids to college. So Bruce Goodmanson, welcome to our show today.
Hey, thank you, Darren. Appreciate it, Randy.
Yep.
We're glad to have you on.
Well, thank you. Listen, I wrote this book basically to tell parents, look, there are powerful and irrefutable reasons why you should keep your kids out of college. And I'm going to offer some of those reasons today. And on the other side, the book serves parents as a massive, massive encyclopedia of career training opportunities that are offered outside the college arena. Because understand, the typical university offers only 85 majors, 85 careers to choose from. That's it. Yet in our country, there are over 30,000 careers out there that are just waiting. And so what is happening is we're boxing our kids into these little 85 major compartments. And then when they come out of that arena, they're just completely unqualified. And by matter of fact, they're not even in love with what they're doing. Almost 50% of them get out of the field that they studied in. So I'm saying, let's look at another way, because understand, college is of no value. To 85% of our nation's workforce. Let that sink in for a moment. 85% of our nation's workforce do not have a college degree. In fact, out of 100 students who are accepted into college, 50 of them are going to drop out. And of the 50 who do graduate, 30 of them are going to end up in jobs they would have gotten straight out of high school.
That's horrible statistics. Yeah. I mean,
it's a lot of money for failure.
Oh, my
gosh.
It even gets worse. Understand that right now that there has been a 50% decline, in the time a student spends in research and study hours from a few decades ago. Oh. And the reason why is that the college administrators, there are no fools realize that the tuitions are so high, up to 2,700% over the last 50 years, which is five times the rate of inflation. So their tuitions are so high, they've got to do everything they can to keep their students on campus. And so they reduce the number of hours they have to work. They add the number of hours to playtime. And they give them no skills because they're going after all the simple project courses like psychology or sociology and so forth. And so they come on campus, they play for a long time, then they get off, but they got to keep them inside the campus. And so right now, even the number one grade given to college students is an A grade. So you've got all this stuff happening. 44 million of our college students are now in debt, of an average debt of $37,500. there was even a fascinating survey to show just how useless the college degree is today. In the United States, it is now home to 115,000 janitors, 16,000 parking attendants, 83,000 bartenders, and 35,000 Uber and taxi drivers. And they all have one thing in common. They all have a bachelor's degree.
That's we're kind of speechless.
Yeah,
on that
my
one.
Jaw. I'm trying to pick my jaw up off the floor on some of these statistics. I mean, 1.7 trillion, I believe, is what you said was student debt. Is that correct?
Exactly. 1.7 trillion. Which, by the way, the Biden administration is trying to wipe clean through executive order. And boy, if that happens, that's going to cause a firestorm.
I'm not sure how that actually would work.
Because the majority of these students who own it are doctors and lawyers and so forth that have the massive amount of debts. So it's going to be a firestorm.
I mean, I was listening to one of your talks.
Still, even.
Oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say, I was listening to one of your talks, and you were talking about, you know, college has no value to 85% of the workforce. Why do you think so many kids still are going to college, and why so many parents are actually pushing them down that direction?
Well, you know, that's a good question. I think they are because basically they've been told since they were in their youth themselves that if you don't go to college, your son or daughter are not going to have a part of the American dream. They've been lied to. They have, you know, for example, as I was talking to you earlier, yesterday, we had a young man and his brother come into our home and to look at our roof because we had a few places that we were concerned about. Nothing bad, just nothing concerned about. And so I stopped him and I says, Craig, can a young man or a young woman make a great income by being a roofer without with just a high school degree? Well, Craig turned around and he says, I don't even have a high school degree. I dropped out of high school. And yet now I own a $2.4 million home that's paid for, and he's been doing this for 8 years.
Unbelievable.
So to me that these college graduates are going to be earning more than your son or daughter will with just a high school degree or a college degree. Or, I mean, a trade school degree.
Right.
Look at it another way. One part of my book is about sales. Sales is huge. It's the most high paid profession in the world.
Absolutely. Compensate
plus. Here's a story. Here's a young man who was a high school dropout. But he buys a bundle of men's winter underwear, long johns, and he takes at wholesale. He takes it up to the Pacific Northwest, and he sells them to lumberjacks. And he was a great salesman. He sells them all. Earns $1,500. So he takes that $1,500, takes it back with him to Washington, D.C., borrows another $1,500 to buy an A&W root beer franchise. Well, then he buys another, and then another. And then after 20 years, he decides to buy a hotel. And then he buys another. And the name of this high school dropout, this underwear salesman, is John Marriott of the Marriott Hotels.
Started with underwear.
Underwear.
Unbelievable.
And that's what these kids have got to understand. You know, I tell any moms and dad, look, your kid can succeed wonderfully in this country. Anyone can succeed in this country. Think of it this way. We have so many opportunities that even our most certifiable brain dead can succeed beyond his wildest dreams. Just ask Joe Biden, okay? I mean, but here's the deal. They can succeed well if they have a command of the English language, that they can read well, write well, and speak well. Corporate America demands this from your kids, mom and dad. That's what they want. And the other skill that they have to have is they have to be able to outwork everyone. I'm talking about even their boss. They have this great work ethic, and if they've got both of those, they can succeed wonderfully in all kinds of endeavors. And that's the point of the book, is to say, look, You've got trade schools, you've got apprenticeships. Oh my goodness, there are 26,000 apprenticeships in this country. 26,000. And the neat thing about these is that your kid will be inside a schoolroom learning the skill, and then he'll be out in the field applying what he has learned in the classroom. And for both of those activities, he's getting, or she is getting paid. She is getting paid to learn a skill. And believe me, there's not just blue collar apprenticeships like diesel mechanics and so forth, but there are white collar apprenticeships as well, such as insurance and banking and social media marketing. And they're all out there for the taking. And so this is, again, the point of my book to say, you've got trade schools, you've got apprenticeships, you've got entrepreneuring. Entrepreneuring is huge. Here's another story. Four sons, one dad. The dad creates a college fund for all four sons. Well, eventually the two oldest boys become of college age. And they said to dad, you know what? We don't want to go to college. College is passe. Let's take our funds out of our college funds and start a business. So they did all this homework. Well, lo and behold, they started up a restaurant. And then they opened up another restaurant and then another restaurant. After a few years, they have over 500 franchises across the country. And the name of this restaurant is Five Guys.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. Love them.
One father, Five Guys.
Well, I know,
imagine
Bruce. I was looking at some of the research before we had you on, and you talked about trade schools, boot camps, apprenticeships, sales, and entrepreneurship. And you said this is where the modern day wealth is. In those five areas.
Absolutely. It's huge. I could take almost any college degree and challenge it with what's in the book. It's just there. The facts are there. These kids come out and they understand 57% of our kids don't graduate until they're in college for 6 years. They've got to be there for 6 years. And the problem of that is a lot of the things that they're learning at the year one has become obsolete by the year six. Even that, think of it this way. Maybe 30 or 40 years ago, you maybe had a technology that wowed the world that came out maybe once every 6 months, like WordPerfect, came out of Utah. And it was just like everybody went nuts. Or think of Star Wars. I mean, when it came out, the technology was just, it was out of this world. But now it looks like a kid's show for us because of the advance of technology. But nowadays, technology is changing so rapidly that you could probably have a new powerful bit of technology to open up a whole new empire of work every other week. Colleges don't have the ability to add that curriculum to their coursework. So now our CEOs are going to community colleges because those guys, those professors, if you want to call them, or instructors, they're willing to go to work. They're going to roll their sleeves up and they're going to change things over. In fact, here in Arizona, Boeing, Cisco, Apple, Intel, these companies have made alliances with 10 community colleges in the Maricopa Valley. And when these kids graduate from these community colleges after 2 years of instruction, they got a direct line to these companies because these companies now know that these kids are trained with the skills that they need. They need. And I'm telling you, the university, I would say within the next 20 to 30 year, is going to be so passe. Everything is going to have to be learned online. You're even going to have drone mechanics who are going to have to take yearly coursework inside their community, their office, their company, and they're going to have to learn all over again how to redesign these drones because of the new technologies.
So it sounds to me like you're a proponent of community college then.
Oh, absolutely. But not for an advancement of going to a college, transferring the credits to a college. Understand, only 5% of community college kids who are planning on going to college Only 5% go.
Wow.
The other 95% either drop out or get into a college trade. So community colleges, absolutely, if you're going there for a trade, that's the place to go. And there are community colleges all across this country that are highly connected to industries that are within their communities. I just talked to a gentleman in Virginia, and they've got aerospace engineering going on. And their community colleges are creating young adults who are going directly into the aerospace because the community college trained them for the jobs that are for the skills that they need. And this is where it's at. And so I'm begging mom and dad to stay away from it, not from the college experience. Not only that, but because the college has become so woke, it's a death trap. The only thing that the college is now giving our kids is a loss of faith, a hatred for our country, a mountain of debt, and absolutely no skills at all.
Oh, say that again. Say those four again.
Pardon?
Say those four again, Bruce.
A loss of faith, a loss of love for country, a mountain of debt, and no skills.
That's gold
that's
right
what
there.
That's providing our kids nowadays.
That's gold.
That's what they're all about.
Well, while you're on that topic, talk to us about the about Ohio State and their 132 staff.
Yeah, they've got Ohio State University has over 130 diversity officers, which costs, I think, the school about $12 million, which would probably provide in-state tuition for about 1,000 students.
Unbelievable.
But
unreal.
Think of this. It's all about diversity. It's all about race. And if you challenge it, and this is the point, these professors have become thought police. They have taken over your kids' minds because they're not allowed to speak their minds up in the class. If they do, oh my goodness, do they get shot down or their grade all of a sudden goes south. But they get into these kids' minds and they give them these thoughts to the extent that they feel like they know so much about the world that they're going to go out there and change it completely and save it when they themselves don't have the skill to save themselves. They just don't. Yeah. And so when you come a time for mom and dad and you want to discuss anything with your kids, they're not going to argue with you. They're just going to say, you're full of hate speech, mom and dad. You're a racist. You're a bigot. And I don't have to talk to you. That's their form of argument, and they can't do it.
And that's exactly the story I've heard from people with their, you know, boots on the ground. The real life people sent their kids off to college, and they came back a different person and have no conservative values. They're completely in this liberal mindset that
leftist.
They don't even know. Yeah, leftist mindset. They don't even know how to support it or speak about it.
Little Marxists.
Yeah, little Marxists.
I'm telling you, mom and dad, if you send your kids to college, you will be financing the effort to destroy this country.
Oh,
that's
man, that's
what your
gold.
Dollars are going
that
to.
Is.
You are basically donating to a Marxist socialist society. That's what this campus is all about. And so you've got to wake up and you've got to do your homework. And remember, mom and dad, there are over 30,000 careers to choose from. I had a young man who walked into our home about 2 months ago because our ice making machine and our refrigerator was broken down. The kid looked like he was still in high school, shy as all get out, had no social skills whatsoever. So I asked him, I says, how old are you? He says, he's 22. I said, where did you get your training? He said, at the Arizona Refrigeration School, Arizona Refrigeration School. And I says, how long have you been working? A year and 4 months. How much are you earning now? $72,000.
Yeah.
This shy kid is earning $72,000. And think of it this way. For a lot of college degrees, that's basically the median income after 8, 9, 10, 11 years down the road.
Mm-hmm.
So you get into all these apprenticeships. There's an apprenticeship school that will pay your son or daughter $30 an hour, up to $30 an hour to learn one of 19 shipbuilding disciplines.
Okay.
My goodness, there's some out there. Or if you want to be a ship captain, there's a school for that. If you want to be a chef, where do you go to get, what school has the best placement program in the country? because you don't want to go to a community college in that respect. Because if you do and you become a chef, yes, you're going to earn a good living at Denny's restaurant or Applebee's. But if you want to get into the really 4-star and 5-star restaurants, you've got to have the right connections and you've got to go to the right chef school. But let's think of chef outside of the box, okay? Mm-hmm. Think of this, Randy. Think of this, Darren. What if we look at being a chef for a zoo? Because zoos have animals with special dietary needs. Or how about being a chef on a nuclear submarine? Those chefs make a fortune working on those places. Or how about being a private chef, going into the homes and cooking everything up in a family's kitchen? So there are opportunities inside of opportunities. And this is, again, why the book, 100% Success Without College, it opens up your minds to opportunities. It says, here they are. Now go forth and conquer. Get at it, mom and dad, but go at it wisely. And you have to go at it wisely, because right now your son and daughter is not really skilled in the critical skills that they need. We were talking earlier, but right now 71% of our nation's high school graduates are not proficient in reading, writing, math, science, and U.S. history. In fact, compared to other students in other nations, our students academically are ranked 26th worldwide. 26. China's students are ranked number one, and they pay half of what we do for their students' education. And this also means that our teachers are ranked 26th worldwide. They are pathetic. I will say it to your audience, even if you've got a good teacher, he or she is still pathetic because she's still supporting the National Education Association, and it's killing our kids and it's killing the industry.
Bruce, talk to us real quick about the three R's.
Oh, yeah. What is it? Reading, writing, and arithmetic.
Yep.
Reading, writing, and arithmetic. I want you to understand how our education system has changed so much that you can just look at that old quote of reading, writing, and arithmetic, which is the three R's. But now go forth and do a Google search on the three R's. Just type in the three R's.
Listen to this.
And see what comes up. And then look at the pictures. What is it? You click on the link, the pictures link up the top.
Right.
And the three R's are now officially reuse, recycle, and reduce.
There you go.
Reuse, recycle, and reduce.
Things that matter.
I mean, now we've got kids who basically are very talented at throwing a tin can into the right receptacle. But for the life of them, they don't know how to figure out the circumference of the can.
Yeah, that's so true.
That's how idiotic it's become. Sorry for the word.
So without getting into a complete different topic, you know, we've COVID has exposed the education system with the masks and then the curriculum. And so there's a group of parents that have caught on. So the nation is a little more awake. But the process that the administration that's in-house now, and it goes back decades. If you know the 45 steps to communism, they want to attack the kids. They want to dumb down the education, and they want to bring that Marxist approach. And they are hitting it hard and heavy right now. So
they are. Absolutely. It's heavy and it's hard and it's disgusting. And this is why, again, I say to parents, you know, there's all of these wonderful souls who think that they're going to change the education system by becoming on the student council What is it when you work on the school and you're part of the committee?
The school board?
I forgot the name. School board.
Yeah, yeah.
So they're going to get on the school board. They're going to complain. They're going to write and everything else. There's a wonderful book that was written about in the 1970s by Robert Mitchell. And he calls it The Graves of Academe. Not the groves, but the graves of Academe. And he writes and he says there are going to be these wonderful, beautiful, powerful souls. They're going to put about 4 or 5 years into effort into changing the public education system. And then they're going to completely die out, exhausted and torn apart, because the school system is so entrenched by lobbyists, by the NEA, and by Congress, that you cannot change it within. You might have some victories, some small ones of keeping a certain book out or what have you, but you just need to watch TikTok and look at what some of these teachers are doing and saying in our classroom without your knowledge. It's horrible. And so I'm saying again, if I can say it once, I can say it twice, maybe a third time. Get your kids out of the public education system. It's ridiculous. Here we've got BASIS, which is a charter school here in Chandler, okay? Mm-hmm. 100% of their students pass, advancement courses, advanced placement courses, 100%. Their GPAs are out of the roof. And yet you go 10 miles down the road to Gilbert High School, only 19% of their students are capable of passing an AP exam. 10 miles apart, and look at the change. Look at the success. You can do it. You certainly think of it this way. I'm using my hands too much.
No, you're good.
Get excited. Here you've got all these homeschooling moms. They're just moms. Very few of them have ever been professionally trained to be a teacher. Yet these moms, I have to emphasize, these moms, their kids are scoring in the upper 80th percentile in all the critical subjects on average. And yet, on the other side of the coin, you've got these professional public school teachers. Every single one of them have been professionally trained to be teachers. They know the pedagogy for teaching. And yet their students are scoring in the lower 50th percentile. So here you have the amateur mom who is way outperforming the professional teacher big time. And the question I would have to ask is, what are these moms doing that these teachers are not doing?
I tell you what, homeschool moms have become my new heroes. I mean, especially in the last 2 years with all this COVID nonsense, when we all woke up and saw what's going on, homeschool moms have my utmost appreciation and support, 100%.
And Bruce, those homeschool systems, I wasn't a big fan of them, but you know, you look at it, the public schools are full of garbage. There's a lot of waste and a lot of, obviously a lot of indoctrination. The homeschool mother is more pure and gets straight to the point.
Gets right to the point.
Yep.
Doesn't mess around with all these critical race theory and everything else. She gives them the talents that these kids need. And this is the point of my book again. I talk to homeschool moms all the time. I says, you know, you kept your kids out of the public school system because you know they would be destroyed. And then they get these great grades and they got like these GPAs of 3.8 or 4.0, and then you send them off to college. It doesn't make sense, Mom. You saved them from the public education system, but then you corrupted them in the college system. Why are you doing this? It doesn't make sense.
Well, I just got back from a trip. I went to Oklahoma, and I stopped in southern Missouri at a restaurant, Brahms Restaurant, which is a local area restaurant. And it was on a Thursday night, about 6-7 o'clock, and all these young kids came in, most of them with their dads. They were dressed up in, you know, suits or dresses. And the boys were wearing suits and the girls were wearing dresses, not vice versa. You know, we want to make that clear. But, sure. You know, just really well-behaved, real respectful kids. And I sat down to eat, and the lady next to me just engaged one of the kids in conversation. And she said, oh, what are you guys doing? He said, oh, it's, I forget what the name of it was. But he said, it's our annual homeschool dance. And these kids were, I mean, they were just clean cut, looked sharp. They were well-behaved. And, you know, they didn't have all these, you could tell what they were by looking at them. And you know what I mean? It's just, you could just tell there's a night and day difference between a lot of these kids that have the homeschool education. And it's just, so it's a new way, I think.
So, Bruce, tell us a little bit about, you know, you mentioned earlier about the United States comparing to China and us being, what, 25th. But I've seen in another interview that, what was it? Their junior high kids are at a level that what our freshmen in college are at?
Well, here's the deal. there was an exam on science and math, and the five Asian schools, their high school kids didn't compete in them because they mastered this skill in junior high. So that competition was only for high school students. So yes, even our best and brightest cannot compete against basically their junior high school students.
Wow.
Because they are serious about an education. You don't get these kids walking in. The number one problem with the public education system is they allow our kids to wear whatever they want. They come in and they got these outfits that they look like they're from, sometimes from third world countries. Sometimes they look like they're from off the red district and so forth. And it's a distraction and they're not serious. But you look at any school in the Asian, in the Asian countries, those kids have uniforms on. They're sharp. They are courteous to their teachers, and they know that they're not going to take be able to do any flack, because if they do, there's going to be dire consequences. And I'm telling you, the dire consequence is going to happen with dad when they get home. That's how serious they are. And so I'm just saying, anyone can do this. They can succeed if they get their kids out of the public education system. And I'm telling most of the minorities, they've got to wake up. You keep voting for politicians in your communities, especially in inner cities, who continue to keep you trapped in these pathetic school systems. And they do so because they've got your vote. They just keep you there. And there's no reason for it. You're hurting your kids when you just continue on having them follow this pathway to destruction.
So I want you to share with the viewers, you've taught me some things about guidance counselors. Tell us a little bit about how the guidance counselor affects your child and kind of warn the parents.
See, it happened back in the 60s, basically, where the guidance counselors came on board to basically put the fear of death into mom and dad, into the students, saying that your kids are going to be a complete disaster and will not attain the American dream if they fail to go to college. In fact, anyone who was thought of going to a trade school was basically called a dropout, a delinquent, somebody who's
a loser.
Weird. Yeah, a loser, exactly, a loser. And
I don't know which way it is for the camera, but either way, a loser.
So they got on board with this ideology, and parents bought into it. But they don't understand what's happening today with college guidance counselors, because really, understand, there's only one guidance counselor student, one guidance counselor per 500 high school students. They have approximately 38 minutes to spend with your child per academic year. Wow. That's all they've got, 38 minutes. And I assure you, they don't spend that much time. They might with some of the brighter students, then they might take that 38 minutes from the students who are not so bright and use them with the other students. But now it's even gotten worse, because now their title has been changed. There's no longer guidance counselors. They're called school counselors. And the school counselor's main objective now is to ensure that there is diversity, equity, and inclusion on the high school campus.
There you go.
That's what they're all about. It's all about racism. In fact, I don't have it in front of me. But they have a quote that, I can't remember, but anyhow, they have this quote that basically says that a good education is all about eliminating racism. And I countered and says, well, a good education, I thought, really meant about getting a quality education.
Mm-hmm.
What's wrong with that? That's what a good education is all about. And think about it. You've got Mark Twain and you got Abraham Lincoln. These two individuals, powerful individuals, our most beloved individuals in this country, they only had about 1 year of formal education. They were basically taught by their parents or others. So all what they gained from themselves, though, was the ability to write well and read well and speak well. That's what they got. And that's what they, and mom and dad, and only to, you know, really, you only need to teach your kids. There's let me put it this way. There's a mom that was on the news about four months ago. 10 kids. She home taught all 10 of these kids. And she said that not a single one of them were gifted. They were all just average kids. Yet every single one of them graduated from high school at the age of 14.
Wow.
Because they went right after serious subjects. It's that easy to do.
So I have a question. You went to college. I went to college. Randy went to college. My wife went to college. Do you think going to college back when we were in school is different or had more importance than it does today?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, corporate America is now realizing that. They're not so happy with the college graduates right now. I mean, if you're working at Twitter and you're radical, then yeah, you're going to get fired. But most part, companies that do certain things like build airplanes and so, they don't want this radical running around saying helter skelter is flying in the air somewhere and all this other stuff. Mm-hmm. They want people that's willing to go to work. So the atmosphere is changing. But when we went to college, actually before you two went to college, I went to college. Yeah, it was different. You kind of knew what you're going. And when you came out, whatever degree you had, it was basically all you needed because it was your ticket into an interview. But now that ticket's being kind of ripped in half. It's of no value. I had this thought on my mind. Anyhow.
It comes with age.
Well, I tell you what, I went to college. The reason I went to college was my girlfriend broke up with me and I got tired of staying home farming and I got bored. So I decided to start college a year and a half later. So I started college in January, unlike most of my friends. And the first class I took, and I was a farm kid. I didn't know anything about college. I went to a liberal arts college about 20 minutes from my house. The first class I took was called Death and Dying. And I'm like, this is kind of weird.
Why?
And then I started taking, I took statistics and I took Spanish and I took golf. And I'm like, what is all this stuff? So a year in, 14 months into my college education, I'm like, this is nonsense. I'm going to start a business while I'm in college. So I started selling fraternity and sorority merchandise to all the fraternities and sororities on campus. So one of my mentors, Clay Clark, says, find a problem, find a solution, sell the solution, and scale it. So that's what we did. I started selling apparel. I started selling all kinds of printed custom merchandise. I graduated in 1990 in May. I hired one of the top catalog consulting agencies in June. And by August, we mailed our national catalog all over the United States to all the fraternities and the sororities. And, the rest is history. We sold millions of dollars worth of products over the years. And 31 years later, we sold it. And about 3 or 4 years ago, one of my daughters, my oldest daughter, my wife got her master's degree at Washington University in occupational therapy. So she was always a 3.9, 4.0 grade, student. And she always got mad at me for always telling our girls, don't worry about that. Don't focus on, don't worry about your homework. And one day my oldest daughter said, Dad, what was your GPA in college? I said, I don't know. Let me call them and find out. So I called them, paid them $5. They sent me a transcript. And about a week later, the transcript arrives and she's like, hey, Dad, look, you got your transcript from William Jewell. Can I open it? I said, yeah. So she opens the envelope and she looks it up. She's like, Dad, you got a 2.68 GPA. I said, well, yeah, I was a high achiever. She said, you got a C in golf. I said, because I didn't like golf. I said, I didn't like Spanish. I didn't like statistics. I said, why would I spend my time trying to figure out which letter goes with which number in statistics? Because all my years in business, whether it was in doing the financials or accounting or inventory or payroll, I never had to figure out what X equaled to the 7th power or whatever. And exactly. I look back on it, it's like 4 years of memorization. You know what I'm saying? It's just,
and that's what it is.
It's crazy.
You've got to understand that the first 2 years of college basically is representing your last 2 years of high school. That's called the general education program.
Yep.
Which basically you're paying all over again to be taught the very same subjects you were taught in college or in high school. And then you get into these courses. I mean, you wouldn't believe what's going on out there. right now, you talk about the innocence of golf, but now it's changed differently. Now in the classroom, pornography is taught. And you even have assignments of creating a little pornography movie on your own.
I heard that last night. I did. I heard that last night. They have classes.
Yes.
They have art classes on how to do cinematography focused around porn. I can't remember who told me that last night.
I saw that.
Where was
too.
I last night? I forget.
Somebody else's podcast or something.
It was last night I heard that same story. I about fell over.
You don't understand the atmosphere of the college because again, I told you, the reason why this atmosphere exists is to keep the kids on campus. And so now you've got 49% of the college students on campus who are abusing alcohol. In fact, last year there were 696,000 students who were abused or attacked physically by other college students who were drunk. So you've got this atmosphere that's basically an animal house, and they love the kids love this because they go to the football game, they watch the band come on and then go off, then they come to the campus, they get drunk like crazy. Then it takes them Monday and Tuesday to kind of sober up, but that doesn't matter much because you're still going to get an A in a course called Is Harry Potter Real? Or Football 101 for Women. They've got all of these courses that are just so out in left field. Well, matter of fact, why don't you two say something and let me look something in my book.
Because I was going to say this. I have three daughters. My oldest daughter just got married, and she graduated college in 2021. You know, she was robbed 2 years of her college experience because of all the COVID nonsense. We spent about $80,000 for her to go to college, got her marketing degree. Ever since she was 3 years old, she was infatuated with cameras, still cameras, video cameras. And you know what? Today, she's been doing photography for probably 8 to 10 years. She's got an exceptionally thriving wedding photography business, making considerably more than most college graduates. My middle daughter graduates from nursing school in 2 weeks. And my youngest daughter, who's a junior, she doesn't even know if she wants to go to college because she's heard us talk about and she's seen all the nonsense going on in upper education. Mm-hmm. And she's talking about trade schools, like you mentioned. I told her, you know what? You can make probably as much or 50% more than a lot of college graduates doing what you want to do in a trade that she's really good at. And, you know, without having to go through my middle daughter that went to nursing school, she started at University of Missouri. She lasted one semester. She wanted to go there since she was 8 years old.
Yeah. It's the experience and the name.
She went there one semester and she's like, what am I doing? What am I doing here? I don't need all this.
Yeah.
Comes home. Gets herself in alignment with a local college that has a nursing program, does the whole thing in like 2.5 years. She gets her Bachelor of Science in Nursing, and she's done. And she's going to come out of there with, you know, she already has a job, already lined up. She's paying far less than if we were to have paid for 4 years of college for her, and she's doing just what she wants to do, making great money coming out, and she's 21. So
I know.
If people would just wake up and see what's going on around them instead of thinking they have to. I mean, when I went to college, I did a lot of stupid stuff. I was in a fraternity. I mean, I did dumb things, you know, but, you know, and sure I'll be the first one to admit
it. Let me give you an atmosphere there. Here's the atmosphere that's found right now on progressive authors. They wrote a book called The Her Campus Guide to College Life. Now, notice it was the Her Campus Guide to College Life, not the him as well. Let's avoid that.
Yes.
Here's some of the uplifting subtitles in this book, in their book. Get ready for this. Preventing theft, protecting against intruders, staying safe at parties and bars, being safe while hooking up, staying safe late at night, preventing sexual assault, stalkers, eating disorders in college, drinking, smoking, vaping, drugs, stress. I apologize.
That's the NEA calling.
Stress. I'm sorry. Vaping, drugs, stress, anxiety, depression, everything you need to know about having safe sex, hookups, sex, romantic relationships, frenemies, toxic friendships, and roommate contracts.
You know what? This, I can't wait to send my kids
the
there.
Of the college.
I think I'll buy your book instead.
But this is it, Mom and Dad. This is what you're taking to. And nursing, by the way, is a wonderful degree. It's the most diverse. You go into forensics and laboratory research, CIA, the insurance. You can go anywhere with that degree. It's the most versatile. But the problem with the degree now is you just learn that state governments and the federal government has power over your daughter now. Because if she will in the future be unwilling to take a shot,
mm-hmm.
or if she decides to help someone through medications that are not approved by the government, she can lose her license.
Absolutely.
She could be fired.
Now, the way I look at it, there's more options out there.
Well, there is.
Well, there's 85,000. Is that what you said? Yeah. She loses her nursing. I said, you said there's 80,000 other career opportunities or whatever. Or is that what you said earlier?
30,000.
Okay, 30,000. Look, if she doesn't want to do that, comply with all their stuff, the way I look at it, there's other opportunities that'll give her
other opportunities.
More money.
Absolutely.
You know? Hey, Bruce, talk to us real quick about, I knew that you had mentioned at one point in an earlier presentation where I saw you, there's an alternative school foundation that gives $100,000 to kids that don't choose to go to college. Talk to us about that.
Well, you got me blank on it right now. Can't remember the name of the company. It's in the book.
Okay.
I apologize. I'm just going blank.
So it's a foundation that basically gives out grants.
It's there.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, they give out a $100,000 grant basically to skip college.
Yeah.
And this is the point I'm trying to say to Mom and Dad. There are so many, you know, there's so much that is in my book that I can't remember all the different. Like, for example, there's a boot camp, a coding boot camp, that their software engineers, when they graduate, they will have access to a median income of $109,000. But here's the kicker: you don't pay tuition until you get a job.
Wow.
That's nice.
And there's things like that everywhere, and parents don't know about this, and this is the point. My book is so filled with everything. I mean, I even talk about a gap year. I talk about Mom and Dad, really, for the most part, our kids have got to grow up. They're not ready to go into a career training opportunity straight out of high school.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, they can't, because the majority of them can't read well or write well or speak well. And think of this way. Here's a country of Israel. Their kids, when they get out of college, they've got to serve their country for 3 to 2 years, depending upon if they're a male or a female. And once they're done serving their country for 3 or 2 years, they then go and they explore the world. They travel the world for about a year. It's just a tradition. These kids get their minds opened up. And then after that, they decide to either go to a trade school or to a college. But by that time, they've grown up a whole lot.
Right.
And guess who's the number two country in the world with the number of companies listed on the NASDAQ? Israel.
I was going to say Israel, yep.
Israel. Because those kids, basically, they take the time to mature. They're not wasting their time. When you go into college, the vast majority of them are undeclared. They're undeclared. They don't know what they want to get into because, again, there's only about 85 majors. Well, let's put it this way. Harvard only offers 58 majors. So they go to Harvard. They see, well, you got psychology. You've got this. You got that. But nothing strikes at the heart. Nothing gives them passion. And so I'm saying you ought not to be getting into the experience until you're basically mature. Our country is pathetic at providing a rite of passage for our young adults.
But Harvard did just do something recently to do $100 million for reparations, I believe. Right?
Yeah.
That was new. So that's a good thing for Harvard.
Yeah, and then I heard a story about a school. I don't remember if it was a college, but I think it was a high school. The advanced college level classes, they eliminated those because some of the kids couldn't get to that level where they could take that class. So let's get rid of it.
Exactly right.
Let's dumb us down.
It's another reason to dumb down. They're trying to appear noble when basically they're just, they're the most evil people on the planet.
Hey, Bruce, hold your book up for us.
Sure.
100% success without college. You know,
move it to your left a little bit.
The one thing that our viewers could do, that moms and dads could do, that even students could do, is save yourselves about 4 Starbucks and invest in this book, because I think that's going to give you a big, huge eye opener on what's going to happen down the road and what's currently happening. And I mean, think about this: all the strategies, tips, techniques, everything that you have in this book. I mean, think about the impact that could make on a parent's or a kid's bottom line if they don't have all that debt, if they don't have 4 years of nonsense indoctrination, but yet come out with the guns a-blazing and earning a fantastic income when they're 21, 22 years old. I mean, 20 years old.
And a savings of 6 years of their life.
Absolutely.
I think this book is gold for parents, because all I've ever thought is I was disappointed when a couple of my kids didn't go to college. And they're doing pretty good now. I mean, they're not millionaires, but they're doing fine. So The one thing that I want you to bring up is you've got a maturity survey. Is that what it is in your book?
Maturation. Yeah.
Oh, there it is.
It's basically, it's not scientific. Let me get after 2 things on that. It's not scientific. It just basically asks questions for mom and dad to get to feel of what they need to look at their kids. So I ask them, do they use profanity often? So many points. Not too often, so many points, or not at all. Do they have the ability to talk to people older than themselves? Mm-hmm. Often, and so forth. It's trying to say, look at your kids through a different eye, and then realize afterwards, if they are going to college. By the way, I do have a chapter about going to college that is very helpful if they have to go to college.
Mm-hmm.
But I say, if your kids are going to college, or if they're going to get a training experience, I then have a chapter on what's called the Higher Education Achievement Plan. Think of it this way. If you're an entrepreneur and you walk into a bank and you talk to a lender saying, I want $100,000 for my venture. Well, that bank officer is going to require from you, before anything goes further, a detailed business plan. I mean, they're going to know what the leases are. They're going to know what your vendors are, who the principal officers are. They're going to know everything about you, including your mom's hidden lover or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
But they know so much about you before they lend that $100,000. However, on the other side, that very same lender, when your 18-year-old financial novice kid comes with $100,000 loan, here's the money. They don't require an educational achievement plan from them whatsoever. Wow. to prove to that bank officer that they understand where they're going. And this is the point I say to mom and dad. They have to fill out this achievement plan. They've got to say, here are 4 people that I've talked to who are in the field. This is what the field is going to be like 4 years from now. This is what my student debt is going to be like. This is how I'm going to be able to pay that debt. It's going to be questions that they have to answer. And then at the end of all of that, then mom and dad, they're going to have to present to you what I call the Hulk Hogan oral defense. Now, we know who Hulk Hogan is. He was a popular wrestler back in the 80s. And his big claim to fame is when he came onto that wrestling mat, he would roar. And he would shout, and he would scream, and he'd just rile the whole audience off. And then at the end of it, he would rip his shirt off every single time.
Right.
He had passion galore. And this is what I'm saying to mom and dad. Your kid has got to passionately, like Hulk Hogan, defend his chosen career choice. And if he's unwilling to do the Hulk Hogan defense, and if he's unwilling to write an educational achievement plan, you don't support them financially whatsoever. Right. Forget it, kid. It's called tough love.
Yep.
So, Bruce, let me ask you this. Parents that have put back college money for their kids, you know, like this kind of money. I mean, they put back a lot of money for their kids already in their college funds. Tell us how, if they've invested, put all this money away for their kids, and their kid decides to go a different route, what are some strategies that parents can use with the financial avenue to where they just don't get penalized a huge amount by doing that? Does that make sense?
Well, yeah, and that's a good question because I'm not really a financial officer here. I think that if they were to put them into a trade school, though, or to an apprentice, well, to a
Okay.
trade school, that might succeed. For example, the military, they do both college and trade schools. They allow the funds you are the benefit that they have to be used on either rings. But I couldn't tell you for sure. I just know, like I told you about the story of the five guys, they just took the money out and
Yeah.
went high heaven. But you could buy them, but I don't know what kind of penalties are involved in
Yeah.
that.
Yeah,
I don't
with the
even know what I would
529s,
do.
I think the 529s, if you've got it in there, I don't think you get penalized if you use it for like trade schools and
Okay.
things like that. But one thing
Yeah.
I want to bring up to the viewers, right before we get into the end here, is you had mentioned before Proverbs 1:7. That covers, God teaching God morals of good, seeking knowledge, and look what's happening to us now. The tables have been flipped. They're eliminating God. They're dumbing down the education. Parents, you've got to see this. And I'm hoping that people will see this.
Speaking of tables being flipped, Jesus flipped
Thank you,
tables. It's
man.
time
Yeah,
parents start flipping
so
tables.
sad.
You know,
Yeah.
it's time parents start flipping tables like Jesus, right? Right, Bruce?
I'm sorry, you're breaking up just a little bit now. I
I said,
apologize.
Randy was speaking about flipping tables. I said it was time parents start flipping tables like Jesus did and driving them out with a whip.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely. This is
It's called tough
nonsense.
love. It's
Absolutely.
called tough love.
Bruce, you had a quote that I saw earlier before we had you on. It says, "College is a debt factory, a vile plague that infects young adults with the lie that race, class, gender, and sexuality are tools of oppression, power, and white privilege." Elaborate on that a little bit.
Well, right now they're basically talking about diversity, equity, and inclusion. And it's kind of an odd thing because they want diversity except for the one who has a conservative bent. And they want inclusion except for anyone who is white. And they want equity except they want to take that white conservative's job or job opportunity away from them. That's what this is all about. And it's nonsense. You show me anywhere in this country where we have systemic racism. Prove it to me. In fact, the only place where we really have any law on the book that might be considered systemically racist is affirmative action, which basically keeps whites and Asians out of school. But other than that, you can't find it anywhere. You can't find where minorities are not allowed into a public education system or to a charter school system. You can't find where minorities are disallowed to get a to work with a bank and to get a mortgage. You can't find it in colleges that are all willingly accepted. Restaurants don't exclude minorities. There's nothing out there. And you ask anyone who's bringing up these issues of critical race theory or racism, ask them, where is it? And demand for them to show it to you, because
Right.
all's what they say is critical race theory, and racism. And if you don't believe me, you're a racist. All right, show me where it's at. It's nonsense.
So, Bruce, as we kind of close out today, we always like to leave our viewers and our audience with a call to action. What would be one or two key things that you would like to see parents or students do as they move forward?
Well, the one primary action that I would emphasize on parents is to ensure that your child has a command of the fundamental processes of both word and number, that they can read well, write well, and speak well. Demand that from your kids right off the bat. You've got to ensure that. If you do that, you're going to be okay. If you don't, you're going to find that, as it is right now, just under 40% of college graduates are having to live back at home with mom and dad. So that's number one. And the second one, if I may say so, is get my book at anythingbutcollege.com. Anythingbutcollege.com. In the first section, it's hard hitting. It talks about what's happening through the K through 12 arena and the college arena. And in the second section, it's what I call the land of milk and honey. It provides you all the opportunities that are out there. It helps you to explore and to see other venues, other opportunities that you might have not even knew that they existed.
So to your book, is it available just on your website? Is that where you recommend viewers to go?
Yes, on our website, anythingbutcollege.com. It comes as a softbound softbound just like this, or you can get the PDF and it automatically downloads for you.
Well, from what it looks like, it's like a college textbook all in one, and it's a lot less than a college education.
You know, it looks like a textbook, but I'm telling you, it doesn't read like a textbook.
Good.
It reads more like a wicked crime novel.
So it makes sense.
Nice.
It does.
It makes sense. And it's a great
book to read.
And it's a great investment, and it's truth.
Well, thank you, Mike.
Hey, Bruce, are you on any other platforms? Are you on social media where people can follow you or anything? Or are you is just on your website alone?
Just on my website alone. I'm learning all this. I'm being thrown at this in everywhere directions. You've got to have a podcast. And you know, I have other products that are going out nationally as well. I have a product, for example, that's on Amazon. And it's doing gangbusters. We've sold about 20,000 of them. It's a compass. And I just came up with the idea because I looked at a compass in a shop and I said, you know, God is my guide and my true north. And I thought, what if I took the letter N off the top and put the word God and then make a normal compass face?
Well, tell us where to get the compass.
Oh, that's on Amazon. The God is my guide compass. The God is my guide compass.
Okay.
And that's on Amazon. We sold about 20,000 of them in 3 years.
So buy the book
and the compass.
Buy the book and the compass. I mean, heck, support a good patriotic conservative American guy.
Do you have an email that people could get a hold of you if they wanted to?
Yes. And that's at bruce@successwithoutcollege.org.
Okay.
bruce@successwithoutcollege.org.
Okay.
And perfect.
If you got a kid that if you have a young adult that isn't convinced, have them call me. I'd be happy to talk with them.
That'd be great.
Bruce, thank you for being with us today. I hope our viewers and our audience pays attention. I hope they invest in your book for $30 or whatever it is. I mean, that's 4 or 5 Starbucks. I mean, that's a great, great investment. We want to thank you for being with us. Thank you for sharing truth bombs and knowledge. Thanks for exposing what's going on in college. Thank you for just helping parents realize what's going on at the surface.
Absolutely.
And below the surface too. So we just want to thank you for being one of our great guests. So,
all right.
You bet.
All right, guys.
Thanks, Bruce.
Take care.
Thank you both.
All right.
Bye.
What do you think?
Well, I wish I'd had a $25 book about
40 years ago.
Yeah.
Not 40. No, Randy's not that old.
No. I enjoy my career. I'm glad I went to college because I didn't want to do manual labor. But if I'd have had that book, that could have probably helped out with my daughters making a decision, you know.
We just learned about Bruce just about 2 or 3 weeks ago. And I tell you what, from everybody that I've talked to, the people that I've associated with that have had him speak on their speaking circuits, a lot of the research videos and stuff and documents I've read online about him, it makes sense.
Yeah, and I just want to make a point. If you watch some of our other videos on various channels, and you see that we're continuously talking about education, it's because that is the path that we feel God has taken us down right now. And it just seems like that we're uncovering a lot of what we never knew, that our kids were being slow dripped into a poor education and there's other alternatives. And I think Bruce has given us a good opportunity here.
The original dream and vision for this podcast was not to be an education-based podcast. But once we started doing things in the education arena, it just kind of like we took a detour, and it just seems like it just keeps getting deeper and deeper and deeper. And, you know, so many of our friends, even our conservative friends, our conservative Christian friends, when you bring up some of this stuff, they look at you like deer in headlights. They have no clue what you're talking about. Absolutely no clue.
Yep. So.
All right, guys. Thank you for watching. Thank you for being with us on Patriots with Grit, where we bring you truth bombs and guidance from conservative leaders and entrepreneurs. If you know any other good speakers, please go to patriotswithgrit.com/recommend. Send us some good speakers and some good topics. We'll have those on for you guys. Also, follow us on social media, on CloudHub, on Facebook, on Rumble. And we want to say thank you for joining us, and we'll see you guys on the next episode.
See ya.
Thanks for joining us today and realizing this is the best time in history to be alive. It's people like you that keep America on track, so please let your friends know about Patriots with Grit. The more you help us grow, the more we'll continue delivering truth bombs and guidance from conservative leaders and entrepreneurs. Right now, head over to patriotswithgrit.com and drop us your name and email, and you'll get immediate access to your free ebook valued at $27. Titled, How Patriots, Conservatives, and Small Business Entrepreneurs Just Like You Will Save America. Plus, you will be the first to know when we release new episodes and content. Also, make sure you subscribe and share this episode on social media. Now, go out there, hear truth, be bold, and live free.